The line is open, the light is near. Bring your question, leave your fear. With angel spirit signs and soul, the unseen world begins to glow. Loved ones, guides, and truth come through. Tonight the message may be for you.
Ask the angel.
Open your heart tonight.
Ask the angel.
Step into the light. Now welcoming Rachel Corpus, angel incarnate and psychic medium. This is Ask the Angel.
Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome to my home, welcome to my office, welcome to my life. I'm so happy to see you. Oh my gosh, tonight we get to, today, whenever you're catching this show, we get to talk about timelines. What weird, wonderful stuff we get to get into in this world. Aren't you glad that we get to talk about wonderfully weird stuff? Also, I'm smoking a pipe. It's just cherry tobacco. Oh, cherry tobacco. That went in my throat a little bit. My poor mother, she said to me last time she was here at my house, she said, Rachel, I worry about your vices. Like, Mom, I'm almost 50. I don't have any vices. I don't even inhale. I don't even know how to inhale. But my friend Amy is watching tonight. And this is for my friend Amy and her beloved Keith. Cheers. And I just love a little bit of smoke to set the space. And I'll tell you what, when you don't see me on a show or doing a podcast or an interview or something, what lights me up is I like to meet with people one-on-one or teach classes, because as an angel, and that's my truth, labels aren't important, but my truth is that I'm an angel, I'm a messenger, and I'm a teacher. I get to help people remember who they are. So there's a lot happening in this room. Plus, I'm a mama of humans and cats and plants who I try to keep alive so much. So having a little smoke going in the room helps to, I don't want to say clear the energy, because all energy is good, but it helps to change the energy back to a vibe that feels peaceful. And I don't always use the word happy, because I don't know if I always know what happy means to me. That's a word that I'm constantly defining, but I do know peace. I know what peace feels like in my body. It feels safe. It feels zen. And so I will often use a little bit of smoke, whether it's incense or something from a pipe or an herbal cigarette or something, sometimes a little marijuana. I love a little bit of marijuana. To just bring that energy back to me. But I can't do marijuana when I'm about to channel, because you won't get much from me. That's just for me to relax and travel on my own. So I can't do that when I'm channeling with you. So you won't see me doing that. Today, oh, we get to work with the angelic realm and the extraterrestrials to talk about what parallel timelines mean. So wonder what that means to you. And I wonder, specifically, this question comes from a listener named David. David's from Pittsburgh, and he watches us on YouTube. Hi, David. David asked me, Rachel, have you ever had a moment where your life suddenly felt like you stepped into a different version of yourself and nothing was exactly the same afterward? And he sent me his story, and he's felt that way. Absolutely, I have. There is a time specifically where I was on vacation with my family, and we were in California. And the night before, we were going on an excursion as a family. I was outside on the porch, just watching the stars as one does. And I had one of those rare occurrences where I was hearing from spirit in a very clairaudient way, because I like to be clairaudient, but the way I usually hear is through my own thoughts. I've asked spirit to speak to me in the timbre of my own voice so that I don't feel schizophrenic. And if I want to hear how spirit sounds in their own voice, I will say, I give you permission to sound the way you sound. I'll give permission for that. Once in a while, I'll hear from spirit, whether that's an angel or an extraterrestrial or God. I'll hear in their specific voice. And this was one of those times I heard spirit say, "We don't want you to be afraid, but there's going to be an event tomorrow and you're going to have a certain type of death." Well, that's a strange thing to hear, a certain type of death, but you're going to be okay. Well, I didn't know what to make of that. And it also didn't feel very final. It didn't feel scary. And so how do you hear something like that? But the feeling around it felt almost like they were telling me about a movie trailer. It didn't feel like it was mine, but they were definitely talking to me. So I went to bed and I tried not to overthink this because the words didn't match the feeling. And yet it was going to happen the next day. Sure enough, we were all driving together. And I was in the back seat of this big van with my whole family, including my beautiful parents. And we got to an intersection and we almost had a wreck. Very, very close. As we had this close call, we went to a T in the road. We ended up just almost having an accident and turning left. But as I looked back, what I saw was a vision of our whole family having a wreck. It was a parallel. And what I saw was not just my imagination, but it was like I was watching to the right of me a movie play out of our family having a different experience while we were driving away. So my family, all of them in the van, you know, their experience was, "Whoa, that was a close call. Everybody okay? Everybody okay?" What I was experiencing was looking behind and seeing about 3 seconds of a car crash. And it was the van that we were in. And that's one of the many experiences that I've had of a parallel. What happened in that moment was that there was what we can call a nexus point, where there was something happening in this timeline that sprouted into another timeline. We get to talk about that today. Now, it's not always death related. In fact, it's life related. It's creation. We're going to talk about how that works, why it happens, and how we can utilize it to the best of our ability for our highest possible timeline. And I'm going to say it a different way. If there's something good happening in one of your other timelines, wouldn't it be cool if you could pluck that and put it into this timeline? You can, because it's all energy and it's yours and you own it. So we're going to play with that today. It's all possible. But first, and also, you know, you can call in. This is a live show. If you want to call in, it's 888-627-627. 6008. Again, 888-627-6008. First, woo-woo news you can use. I love doing this. It's my attempt at humor. I don't know if you're laughing with me or at me, but I just hope you're laughing. I just hope you're laughing. Okay. President Donald Trump's name is finally off the Kennedy Center. Workers in the early morning of June 13th took down the president's signage after blowing past a June 12th deadline to comply with the judge's order. And now it reads once again, the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. In order to appease President Trump, the four horsemen, otherwise known as J.D. Vance, Susie Wiles, Elon Musk, and Marco Rubio, met with Trump and offered this idea. In lieu of naming the beloved Center for the Arts, perhaps Mr. Trump would like to rename something else, something that meets the people where they are, and something that adds to the Trump luxury brand in a new, exciting way. So if that's true, I came up with some ideas. Are you ready to hear them? Here we go. If you have gray hair, let's rename it Trump Platinum Edition. Belly fat? The Trump Prosperity Cushion. Burps, and remember, I'm a seventh grade boy inside, so just bear with me here. Burps, Trump victory echo, farts, Trump Air. That's my favorite. Sorry, it is. A bald spot, the Trump Solar Collection. Wrinkles, Trump Experience Lines. Love handles, Trump Victory handles. A double chin, the Trump Executive Shelf. Stretch marks, Trump Achievement Stripes. Yes, I'm laughing at my own jokes. Underarm sweat, Trump Liquid Success. That one's gross. Body odor, Trump Signature Scent. Bad breath, Trump Morning Breeze. Snoring, the Trump Freedom Symphony. Constipation, the Trump Traffic Jam. Diarrhea, Trump Express Delivery. Hemorrhoids, Trump Executive Seating. Ingrown toenails, the Trump Border Dispute. I'm going to give you that one again. It deserves it. Ingrown toenails, the Trump Border Dispute. Cramps, Trump Internal Negotiations. Another fart joke, bear with me. Gas pains, Trump Economic Pressure. Hot flashes, Trump Climate Victory. Full diaper, Trump maximum capacity. And for your doctor's office visits, because Trump has a lot of them, colonoscopy, the Trump internal audit, blood pressure, Trump pressure index, high cholesterol, Trump premium blood, knee replacement, Trump infrastructure upgrade. I think I'm done. I had fun with that. Okay, moving on. It is Pride Month. So anybody out there who needs a mama who's LGBTQ plus positive, I'm here for you. You have a fridge full of food. I have to be honest, we're an ingredient household. We're not a great snack household to the dismay of my children, but we do have a pantry and a fridge full of food, but it's going to be like stuff you got to cook, but you're welcome to it. Clean sheets, clean towels. You may have to fold them, but you're welcome to it. And I love you. I love you. You have a place in my heart and in my home. I affirm you. Happy Pride. No joke there. Happy Pride. Disclosure Day, the movie, has entered our field, and you can feel it like a frequency shift in the conversation about what we are willing to see and hear and believe. Some people feel expanded by it, others feel overwhelmed, and some seem to not care at all. Most people seem to be somewhere in between. So next week on the show, here's the plan. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go see this movie this week. Next week on the show, my plan is I'm going to channel Sarai, that's the collective of extraterrestrials I've worked with my whole life, and any other extra or ultra-terrestrial that wants to come in. Hey, let's channel them and let's get their review. I'll give my review of the movie. You guys don't care. But what do they think about it? Let's do that next week. So I may need a little help. I may need someone to be the moderator. I might get my husband to do that, my cutie cutie husband, or one of my friends to be the one who asks questions. But let's get their view on it. That's next week. So be sure to tune in. All right, here we go. I need a little more puff puff. It tastes so good. Sorry. Sorry, Mom, for my vices. Brings out the old man in me. All right. So what's a timeline? You guys ready for this? Are you ready for a timeline? You ready to get into the content? Feel like you might need to get a snack. By the way, when we work with any of this type of content, it doesn't have to make sense to you, all of it. It'll make sense when it's supposed to. So just absorb what you can and what doesn't, it'll filter in when it's supposed to. But here's my first question. What does timeline mean to you? Let me give you a visual if you're a visual learner. Have you ever bought a pack of Twizzlers and they're all stuck together? That's what's happening right now. Every one of those Twizzlers, that's a version of you. Notice they all look the same. Right now, what's happening is that all of our timelines are squishing together. But if we were to look about 2 lifetimes ago, or even 5 years ago, all of those timelines, all of those Twizzlers were separate. So how did they become? Well, let's walk through that. We're kind of getting into quantum physics here. Hold on to your butts. You can do it. When you make a decision as a soul, because you have free will and you are creating your life with source or God, however you define that, you are, beloved. When you make a choice, the alternate choice creates another timeline. So here you are, a Twizzler. Let's pretend these look exactly alike, okay? These are Twizzlers. Nom, nom, nom. Here's you. You go to kindergarten. But another version of you is not quite ready. Boop. Another version of you. You look just the same. But one of you is having a different experience. You're still home, eating Cheez-Its, peanut butter crackers, watching cartoons. This version of you is going to kindergarten. Why? Because you're gaining two different experiences. Now, here's kindergarten version of you. Let's put home version of you over here, okay? Still resonating. This resonates like a song, always playing. Okay, vibration. This is all vibration. This is all energy. Do, 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 do. Here is kindergarten you. Kindergarten you. Kindergarten you is having fun, playing at recess, decides to go up a slide. All right. But a version of you decides not to go up a slide. All right. Well, that version of you, maybe that's a major decision for a kindergartner because that's bravery. Decides not to go up a slide. Well, there's another lifetime. You see, all of these different decisions create all of these other timelines. So you as a soul, you have all of these different versions of you. Well, where are they then? If they were Twizzlers in a bag or pens in a bag, you'd be able to access them. Why can't you see them all the time? Well, they're all just a little bit different because they vibe differently. The version of you that went to kindergarten and the version of you that stayed home or the version of you that went down the slide, they're just a little bit different because one version was a little bit braver. One version was busy learning. One version was home eating Cheez-Its. That's just a little bit different. They have different behaviors, different identities, different vibrations. Let's look at it this way. Where do they live? How do you access them? I'm going to give you another visual. Don't be annoyed. What if you're built like a TV? And all of you, every part of you, is a channel. So right now, you're watching the Rachel channel. And you know just this channel. Okay? But my parallel, maybe there's a parallel of me that's not spiritual at all. Can you imagine? But I don't run into her because she's on another channel, but she's existing. This is channel one, but on channel two, maybe that's the version of me that didn't go to kindergarten. She's still vibing on channel two. Why don't I see her? Because I'm not tuned into channel two. Now there's another version of me that decided not to have children. Cool. Why don't I see her? Oh, because she lives on channel three. Where am I? I'm on channel one. When might I run into those versions? When I'm dreaming, when I'm meditating, when I'm high, when I'm in surgery, when I'm in a non-ordinary state. When I'm not bound to my physical body, when I'm channel surfing. Why is it important sometimes that all of those channels or all of those Twizzlers or all of those pins squish together? Well, it didn't always happen that way, but since so many people have decided that they want to remember who they are, you hear this about awakening, enlightenment, not wanting to be separate from source. I want to remember who I am. I want to be more loving. I desire to. I want to know who I am because people are praying for that and they desire that. All of the other timelines are starting to say the same thing. And sometimes it's coming out as, I know there's something more to me, but I don't know what it is. Or I know that when I go to this job, it doesn't quite fit me anymore, but I don't know what else I should be doing. Sometimes it's nuances like that. But all of those desires or those wants, even sometimes coming out as triggers, those nudges, they're pushing all those timelines into one major timeline. And it's not just happening for Rachel or for you. It's happening for everyone, whether they know it or not. And because we are all connected to each other, that big idea, we're here playing in different costumes, but we're actually the same being. If I'm combining all my timelines into one big, massive timeline, so are you. I'm doing it, you're feeling it. My channel three is your channel three. If I'm smoking a cigar and clearing my room, it's clearing your room too. We used to experience more separation, so if I cleared my room, it was my room. But now, if I clear the room, or if I go through a divorce, or if I have a slice of cheesecake, or if I forgive myself, the resonance, the wisdom of that, now, baby, it vibes into you. What you get to do is simply say, yes, thank you. I'll take that. Without judging, is it positive or negative? Just say, yes, thank you. Because when you say, yes, thank you, what you're internalizing is the wisdom, not trauma. I'm not getting anything bad from this. I didn't inhale. When I inhale my trauma, I'm clearing it. I'm transmuting it. So I'm not sending you anything that's negative. No, I'm sending you the wisdom. I'm pulling in the timelines of the wisdom. And I'm sharing that with you as you're sharing with me. Is it making any sense? Is it clear as mud? Here are some things that you can ask yourself if you wonder if you're starting to merge timelines. Do you ever feel like you're meant to be somewhere else? Do you ever feel like you should be doing something else or if something is missing? You ever have that feeling that there's something more for you, but you can't put your finger on it? Do you ever ask yourself that purpose question? Here's a good one. Do you ever read history, whether it's the Bible or history books, and you have that feeling, oh, there's more to the story. Why do I know that? Why do I feel that? That's actually because you're becoming more in touch with your timelines. Timelines are parallel. They look like you, different versions of you. You also have a subgroup of parallels that we'll call past lifetimes, where you're not in your avatar that looks like you, but you're in different costumes. We used to call those past lifetimes. We can call them other lifetimes. So you have two different things going on. You have the channels where you look just like you, different versions of Rachel. Let's say channels 1 through 7 are the Rachel channel. This one, she's spiritual. This one, she's not. This one, she doesn't have kids. This one, she works at a grocery store, but they all look like Rachel. But then let's say channels 8 through 2000. Those are channels where Rachel exists in the Wild West or Egypt. Different bodies. She's male sometimes. She's a horse. Those count as well. Do you have access to those? Yeah, you do, because they belong to you and they're all energy. Those are beginning to merge as well. So we can, last week we talked about quantum jumping. This is related because since this is in the energy field, we can use some of the same techniques. So if you missed last week's show, guess what you get to do? Not now, stay with me, but go back and watch last week's show, because I want you very much to have that information, expand from it, and then latch on to this week's information as well. Now, timeline jumping. You do it all the time without realizing. You really do. We're always switching timelines. It's just what we do now. I'm going to say again that if we were to go back in time, we didn't do this as much. I don't really know the reason for that. I asked the angels as I was prepping for the show, why didn't we jump timelines as much? Their response was simple. They just said it didn't happen. We didn't discuss it. It wasn't on the agenda. Now we do it all the time. You wake up in the morning on a different timeline. There are times that you're driving home from work and you leave your work and arrive at home in a different timeline. You often won't notice it, but sometimes you do. Sometimes you'll notice it. If you are noticing that you lose time, if you get a burst of energy, or the opposite, sometimes you're just all of a sudden exhausted, timeline shift. Timeline jumping is not manifesting. That's something different. It's not pretending. It's not an illusion. Instead, when we do it on purpose, it's a conscious alignment with this frequency that's part of our chi. Our life stream. If it was our body, it'd be our bloodstream. But we're going to talk about our life stream. Now, where we kind of say no to this is we think, well, we're in a physical body, so we can't time travel. We can't move. We're not talking about that. Our physical body is what houses this. Our physical body is what houses this. This is the house. Okay, great. But let's remember that everything on this planet is actually a hologram. You're made of pixels. You're made of fairy dust. You're made of protons, electrons. Everything here is haptic feedback. Okay, I felt that. Granted, I felt that. But as Dolores Cannon taught me through her writings, and as my spirit guide, my house isn't here until I need it. What? Blew my mind. And it's true. But we believe it so much that we have made a physical, material place, including our bodies. Okay, just let that be true. But within the safety of your temple, your body, you can go wherever you want. But we're not asking you to disassemble your physical body and put it into another timeline. Just allow that the frequency of you, like your spirit, moves out and merges a timeline, or timelines come in. Think of a timeline as like a streaming device, a reality stream. It's a sequence of events, choices, belief systems, relationships. You have so many different versions of you just from this life. Think about how different you were as a teenager, in a different marriage if you've been married before, or different relationships you've been in, different jobs you've been in. Do you ever hear yourself saying, oh, that was a lifetime ago? That's a different timeline. Think about a time where you have moved from an apartment or a house, and the end of the day feels so different than the beginning of the day. That's a timeline shift. So timeline shifts aren't always about making a major decision and then it creates another timeline. Sometimes timelines are created because something big has happened throughout the day, and the nature of that day has created the structure of another timeline. Or you've gone to an amusement park, and that is so energetically big, it's created another timeline. And we can feel those sometimes, can't we? If we're talking to angels, angels might call this more of light branches. Angels will describe this as like a tree of life. So here is how you started with source. And then when you embody a body or you're on a planet, you begin to stretch out. I only have five fingers, obviously, but this can be infinite. You have as many experiences as you can. Why? Because you want to have as many experiences as you can. You want to grow, grow, grow. If we're talking to the Marvel universe, it's kind of the same thing. They show it kind of sideways. We're in parallels. And the universe in Marvel kind of collapses on itself. You should watch the Spider-Verse. How many Spider-Men can we put into one movie? It's brilliant. And it's true. Extraterrestrials, they call it like a multi-layering. And if you wonder how ETs travel, it's all vibration. And what they have taught me is that when we think about dimensions and where they're from and how they get here, they don't need to travel, you know, like putting gas in their ship or something. It's all about thought. It's all about shifting their vibration. As soon as they think about me, they're right in my bedroom. And when I was telling you about shifting to a feeling of peace, when I want to talk to them, I match their vibe, which is love and peace. I can't always get to love because love is kind of hard on earth. It's difficult. Unconditional love is difficult. So I'll go to peace. And when I get to peace, it matches their vibe. This is how they travel. This is how they move through timelines. Their timeline is different where they are because they're already in a timeline where technology is fast. They are beyond hunger. They are beyond war. And so to meet us in our timeline, it's kind of like they're going into the past. And so to travel effortlessly, they go into a vibration of peace. So how do I meet them? I meet them where they are. I go into their timeline. I transmute in any way I can with my breathing, self-love, and sometimes changing the field, finding peace. One of the ways you can go into your other timelines is to remember what your original feeling is as a person. What is your channel one? What is your base reality? What is your base feeling? Don't make it up and don't judge it. Just ask yourself, what's your base feeling? What do you think you're made of? What were you created as? And this isn't a religious question. It's not even a spiritual question. It's kind of sciencey. What's that vibration? What do you think the vibration of peace or love? What does that feel like? If you're tempted to bring in memories, okay, if that's helpful, fine, because that might help your body bring in that vibration. If you can do it by thinking of colors or a scent, that's great. Try to remember your own vibration first. This might remind you of last week, quantum travel. This will help you remember channel one, your core self, your base self. before you unite with the other versions of you. What is timeline jumping? It's a conscious shift between your points of reality. It's a conscious shift between you, channel one, and other versions of you. Whether you want to see a version of you that's experiencing abundance, a better marriage, a different career, or a version of you that was existing in another time frame, the Wild West, Egypt. This is you consciously going into that other version of you. But when you go as a fly on the wall. You do not interact with yourself. Take it from me. You do not do that. You just watch. You observe. You notice what wisdom you want to bring back. You might even notice what physicality, what physical things you want to bring back. Is there something there that you want to copy? You can't take something and leave a space there, leave a void, but you can copy. Let's say there's a check there that you want, or a scholarship. You can copy it and bring it back. Should we practice that right now? Okay. So here you are. You're in your base reality. And you are practicing what that feels like without judgment. Okay. Let's walk through it. All right. Here we are. I'm just going to do this out loud. And honestly, when I do it, I like to do it out loud. It keeps me focused. I'm going to let my body just feel what it feels. Right. I've already reset my space. I did it with a little smoke today. It's going to feel my body. I'm going to feel the vessel. Let my body move the way I want it to, the way I'm going to allow it. And then I'm going to decide, what am I looking for? What's my goal here? Because we're going into a major library, a major database. We should know what we're looking for. If we don't, maybe the goal is to ask ourselves, let's look for something delightful. Let's look for something amazing, something that's for my best and highest good. But today, I'm going to choose something specific. I'm going to look for a check. I'm going to look for money. Why not? That seems like a common thing that people want more of. Let's look for money. So I'm going to look for a version of myself that is just found unexpected winnings or unexpected money. Okay? No, let's do something better. Let's look for a version of myself that always has money. Shall we? Let's do that. So first, I've got to get right with this version of me. All right. Base layer one, channel one. What do I feel like now? So I'm just going to do that by kind of feeling myself again. Breathe it in. This is me, channel one. Then I'm going to ask myself, without overthinking it, what channel does that other version exist on? And I'm going to let that number come to me. You're going to let that number come to you, and you're not going to overthink it. Oh, she's on channel five. How did I know? I just know. I have faith. That number just popped into my head. It'll pop into your head too. And then I'm going to let information from that channel just pop into my head, fall into my head. When else have you done this? Well, anytime you were in school and the teacher asked you to do that activity where one person told a line of the story and then the next person did and the next person, you trained for this, but you're not making this up. You're just letting it fall in. This is channeling. You're staying in the vibration of allowing and peace. This is the vibration of channel one. This is your true vibration. This is acceptance. And so for me, demonstrating for you, I'm now looking at channel five, looking at accessing channel five, and I'm noticing that that version of me is dressed well. She's actually dressed like me, but I notice that she doesn't have as many clothes in her closet. She just kind of wears what she likes to wear, but it's fine threads. And okay. And she lives in a smaller house. It's like she's living smaller, but smarter. And she likes to wear things like cashmere, but she doesn't buy as much. She likes to just buy better and less. Interesting. I think I will take that. So I already have that wisdom. Mind to mind, I have that wisdom. Now, as I look, I am looking as if I am literally a fly or a butterfly. I'm not getting in the way. Because what if that version of me is not spiritual? I don't want to freak her out. She might think I'm a ghost. That's a real thing. So I'm just kind of floating around. I'm also noticing that that version of me has a very organized house. She's got her shit together. All right. Right? Okay. Now, I'm going to see if there's anything physical there that I might want to bring into my own space. And yes, actually, she's got some really lovely books there. Ah, she's got some journals. She's writing in a journal, and I can't see what that is, but I have the feeling that the how she brings her money to her is in those journals. So this is what I'm going to do. I am going to copy and paste those journals into this reality, channel five into channel one. Now, I wouldn't want to take those journals because things disappear. Have you ever lost anything? Don't know where it is? That's because another version of you probably took it in your sleep or something. That happens. And then it reappears. You probably replaced it. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on that beautiful journal. It is hardbound and it looks like a regular book, but it's lined pages and it's got a ribbon to keep the page. And I'm going to memorize it. I'm even smelling it. It smells like a bookstore. It's kind of a new one. And then I can see that there are three on the shelf that are already filled out. So I'm memorizing this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to inhale it. When I inhale, this is copying it into this version, channel one. And when I exhale, it pastes it. So the inhale is copy. Exhale is paste. Okay, ready? So I've got it. I'm looking at it in my mind's eye. I'm inhaling. And I'm going to exhale to paste it. Done. If I wanted to add another step to this, I could add something that smells good, a scent, because you know what scent does to us. I could add a scent. The angels call this breathing in fresh baking bread. So you could use the scent of baking bread, perfume, a chapstick. If you want to add a scent as you inhale, you could, but you don't have to. Now, this could, honestly, knowing how physics works, this notebook could show up physically, could show up. But the way it's going to show up is that if I give myself a chance to sit down and actually write out how my wealth will occur, the same thoughts that exist for me in channel five will come through in that journal because I have copied and pasted. Also, the journals that I saw, they are the same journals that I have in my closet now. I kid you not. So all I have to do is go in my closet at those old journals and open them up and read what I wrote a couple of years ago. It's the same thing. It is possible that those words that I wrote have modified. It's all energy. Nothing here is physical. We believe it is, but it's not. It's all energy. Who's creating it? I am. You are. God is, together, collaborating. So we have just copied and pasted from that timeline into this timeline. That's how you do it. If you don't believe it, it doesn't matter. It's still going to happen because, like we have said before, we've established we're always moving timelines. We're always changing timelines. Always. This is how you can do it on purpose. Kind of exciting. Now, this is how you make the perceptible shift, because often when we're changing timelines, it's imperceptible. This is how to do it on purpose. So timeline jumping is not fantasy. It's not role play. It's not escapism. You can also clean up your timelines. There's this person that I follow that I love. His name is Rory Ballinger. He's from Australia, I think. And his channel on Instagram and Facebook is called Still Sick, Still Here. He's in a recovery, I think, from some physical stuff. Rory Ballinger, but you want to follow Still Stick, Still Sick, Still Here, one word. And he's the one that taught me through his channel that you can repeat your name, Rachel, 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 and then clap. And it gets rid of past versions of you. You can actually use this to clean up timelines. So if you have experienced a lot of trauma, and you believe that you have done the therapeutic work, and you've cleaned a lot of that up, you've healed it, you can do that technique, and you can repeat your name, and it cleans it out. He's also done this really, really cool thing that I use in my house all the time, where he has a technique where on a post-it note, you write, when I walk through this door frame, I'm walking into my best and highest timeline. That works. I have one on my front door and I have one going out of my bedroom door. So I don't always pay attention to it, but it works every time. And when I see it, oh, I tell you, I take like this comedic giant step out of that doorway. And I'm mindful of it, that I'm stepping into a fresh timeline that's for my highest good. You might try those two things. Signs that you have successfully jumped timelines. Here we go. Your time starts to feel like taffy. It feels elastic and not so linear. You might experience that days will feel either longer or shorter depending on the quality of the day. Your events will feel kind of out of order, or even like they don't match together anymore. So instead of having, let's say it's a day that you have your daughter's wedding or something like that, even though it's planned, oh, give it up. Let it be creative, because you're blending timelines. Remember, all those Twizzlers squished together. It can feel chaotic, but allow it. Remember, yes, thank you. Your dreams will change. There's a difference between dreaming and experiencing your parallels. So when you are visiting your parallels while you're asleep, the parallel visits are lucid. You will go into them and you can feel the textures of the couch, of the walls. You can smell things. I can't always smell things when I'm going into parallels. To be fair, I don't always, but you can take your shoes off. You can feel the grass. What you might notice is that, let's say if you're in a parallel and you're walking in your house, the hallway might be too long. Because remember, it's the same version, but it's a little bit different. Things like that will happen. Now, if you're going into a different and a past or other lifetime, if you're going into that database, let's say, you know, we made the example of channels 8 through bazillion, whatever it was. Well, you might notice that things feel familiar, but you wake up and you don't recognize them. So people might feel familiar, or the landscape might feel familiar while you're there. But when you wake up, you don't know who it was. Well, it's still yours, but this brain doesn't remember. remember that these processes are happening unconsciously always, but this is a way you can bring it in consciously if you want. There's no danger to this. There is no danger to this. And use it responsibly. Do it for you and no one else. I had a question as I was preparing this from a dear friend just happened to text me. This is how timelines overlap. Okay, someone texted me and had a question about timelines. Can I intervene in someone else's timeline? No, you can't. Only yours. If someone asks you, can you go into my timeline for me? You can go in for them with their permission and look, just as you can go into someone's Akashic records, into one of their healing libraries, but you cannot navigate that for them. You can't. Just like you can't go into someone's heart organ and pump it for them. No. But if you were the doctor, you could look at their heart for them, right? You could say, oh, I can facilitate this surgery for you, but you're going to have to take over your healing when you go home. There are certain things you can do, but ultimately, the healing is up to them. Okay. The other thing you might notice if you are doing these timeline shifts, your identity feels so good today. Your identity is going to change. Hopefully, you're going to feel more grounded in yourself, but that has kind of scope to it. You might feel a little bit unraveled at first because when you travel, think about if you're going on a trip, just a regular old trip. You ever had those vacations where you're like, that was the worst trip ever? But then when you get home, you're like, wow, that was great. But you don't know it when you're on the trip. Same as this. So part of this process is like unwinding, unraveling things, and looking at all the guts of it. And then establishing with your higher self, that God self of yours that's always attached to you. Discerning, well, what do I want to keep? And what do I want to upload for later? What do I want to look at in the afterlife? What do I want to keep in those other channels that I'm not really paying attention to right now? Your social reality, your atmosphere will change. You might not want to do the same stuff that you've always done. You might not want to hang out with the same people. You might enjoy quiet time more. You might be more astute as far as what you put in your mind and in your body. And remember, when you're doing this travel, you have everything you need already to do it. You don't need any plant medicine to do it. I'm an advocate for plant medicine. I love it, but you don't need it. You can do this on your own. In fact, try it first on your own. Do all of this first on your own because you can. And then any plant medicine that you bring in, try it secondary. Because it can help, but you can do this first. Using different sound frequencies. Hold on a minute. I have this. This is a Schumann wave signal generator. Comes with headphones, and I paid about $100 or $125 for it. This can change my frequency as well. And there's so many different frequencies. Gosh, I can use one for healing, hair growth. I'm careful with the hair growth because I'm like, I already got a lot going on with the whole like menopause hair growth that I don't love. But there's a frequency for everything. And I will use this for travel. There's astral travel, there's timeline travel, there's quantum travel. I will just say to myself, this is my intent. I'm going into another timeline. And sometimes I'll do it with the headphones in. Sometimes I'll just let that vibration go into the room. This is a great idea. So if you're kind of new with the frequency thing and you're like, I don't know if my body can do it, help yourself out. Treat yourself. I got it on the intranets. You'll also have these moments where you'll see glitches in the matrix because once you go out of this reality and you come back, it shifts. It shifts. Something's different. And it's not a bad thing. It's just once you see it, you can't unsee it. And something fundamental shifts here. It's like the mosaic is a little, I'm not going to say cracked, but it's just a little bit disheveled. Now, here's a few other ways to practice the timeline jumping. You can use a mirror method. If you're going to use the mirror method, hear me say this. I want you to be in good mental health, okay? Working on your spirituality, your intuition, your psychic growth, that stuff is like right next to your sanity and your spirit, your mental health. Be right with that. Take care of yourself. And when you're having like a Kundalini awakening, when you're stepping into this timeline stuff, it can really mess with you. And I want you to be right with yourself. Go to your therapist, go to your counseling appointments, take your meds, get good sleep, eat food. And if you're going to do the mirror thing, it can be really strange. You can see strange stuff. So don't do it unless you feel like you're ready. But the mirror technique, you simply make eye contact with yourself. You let your gaze go soft and you say to yourself, I'm going to utilize this mirror and my eyes as a portal to go into other timelines. Okay. You do say to your guides, your angels, who are your non-human helpers, any galactic guides that you have, you say, no one else can move through me. So you don't become like a human taxi for anyone to travel with you or a magic carpet ride for anyone else. Please say that. But again, make sure that you're mentally well before you do that. You can use a diary if you want. You can use something like your writing, your like automatic writing is a great way to do this, where you might take a few days to get your ego, your thinking mind permission to write messily and don't go back and dot your I's and cross your T's. Then say to the notebook, to your hand and to the pen, I'm traveling with this, and just let yourself travel, okay? This can be kind of like a choose your own adventure book. That's what this life is anyway. We start one way and there's all these different ways we can go. You can actually write it this way. You can say to the notebook, take me wherever I'm supposed to go today or in this moment. And it can be symbols. It can be, you never know what's going to come through. It can be hieroglyphs. It can be words. After you do this, you might even say, okay, when I go to sleep tonight, I want to go more places. You could listen to guided meditations on YouTube. Look up brain entrainment. Sometimes the music that you use on YouTube has been condensed to that file, so it's not as powerful. But if you can find it off of YouTube, or you can get live music from sound bowls, look up brain entrainment. And vibration like this will really help you move timelines. After you play with this for a little bit, take good care of yourself because this is fundamental for your expansion. You are more than just what you see in the mirror. You're more than your 2 feet and your socks and shoes. There is many of you. You are many. You are multitudes. There's that Bible verse that says, the Father has many rooms. I'm not quoting that right. Gosh, I'm a pastor. But it means to me that you are multifaceted. Explore and love, explore all of that, and don't be afraid. So, my question is, which version of you are you willing to stabilize from? Can you love version one, channel one? And can you create from that? But always love channel one and love channel ones all around you. Listen, I'm proud of you. Find me on social media. Find me on my website, rachelcorpus.com. And listen, I love you so much. Keep that halo straight.
Heart, breathe deep, let the light come in. No perfect questions, no polished disguise, just real people talking to the all on the show today. Ask the angel, nothing's too bizarre. Your soul's got questions and we've got stars. She'll bring the love.
with a twinkle in its eye.